Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. You know, even if you keep your distance, wash your hands, and avoid touching your face, well, you still may feel inclined to skip the fitness center during flu season or during a viral outbreak. The tips in today's episode will help keep you fit without hitting the gym. A while ago, I did a podcast episode about whether or not you should exercise while you are sick, and I'll link to that in the show notes over at quickanddirtytips.com/getfitguy. And you know what? During this current COVID-19 outbreak, well, it seemed like a good time to review. Now, in that podcast episode, we learned that while regular exercise can boost your immune system, exercising too hard or for too long can actually impair your immune system, at least temporarily. We also learned a good guideline called the neck check. Now, this guideline tells you if your symptoms are mainly above your neck, like stuffy nose or a sore throat, you can continue to work out. If your symptoms stray below your neck in body aches or chest congestion, well, you should skip the workout and just get some rest. And most importantly, if you are sick, whether it's above or below the neck, stay the heck home. Don't go to the gym and cough and sneeze all over the gear and your fellow exercisers. Do the polite thing and work out at home, or, weather permitting, exercise outside where the fresh air can whisk your germs away. Now, aside from looking after yourself and looking after your fellow exercisers, there are a few other important considerations to keep in mind as well. Now, here are three important ones from the World Health Organization, the WHO. Number one, maintain social distancing. And that means maintain at least 1 meter or 3 feet of distance between yourself and anyone who is coughing or sneezing. According to the WHO, when someone coughs or sneezes, they spray tiny liquid droplets from their nose and their mouth. Those droplets may contain a virus if the person is contagious. And if you're too close, you can inhale those droplets. Now, for some of you, this intel may be enough to actually just keep you out of a gym setting altogether, but for some of us, it just means that we'll choose which area of the gym we're willing to use. Occasionally, though, seeing someone who appears sick at the gym might dictate how quickly we turn around and head back home. Now, the second piece of advice from the WHO is to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. I mean, let's face it. Our hands touch many surfaces and pick up bacteria and viruses all the time. That's just how it goes. Once your hands are contaminated, though, they can transfer the virus to your eyes, nose, and mouth. And from there, according to the WHO, the virus can enter your body and do its best to make you sick. Now, you know what? I keep my hands away from my face at the gym all the time because no matter how diligent I am at wiping down the equipment, there's always some clown who isn't as meticulous. So, be safe and don't count on others being as considerate as you are. If you're using shared equipment, don't touch your face until after you hit the showers. Good news, though. Sweat does not carry the virus. Natasha Salt, Director of Infection Prevention and Control at Sunnybrook Health Services in Toronto, Ontario, told Global News, and I quote, "Sweat is definitely not infectious. We're spreading germs through our unclean hands and by going into these shared spaces when we're actively sick. So that sweaty guy at the gym, who may or may not look a lot like me, is one less thing for you to worry about." And number three on the list from the WHO is to wash your hands frequently. Washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds takes care of the virus that may be on your hands. Now, this is another one that you should practice, well, anytime you frequent the gym, the community center, or the rec center. And for that matter, let's throw in the bus, the subway, the grocery store, public bathrooms, and so on. Actually, let's just make it simple and say it. Washing your hands frequently is a good idea. Always. Okay, let's look at a few ways that you can actually stay fit while you are actively avoiding public spaces. The first way is to use your furniture as exercise equipment. Let's face it, a gym is a great place to work out, mostly because it has all the gear that you don't have. Not many of us have the weight plates, the elliptical machines, the medicine balls, kettlebells, and all the other gear that our gyms have. But your home does have furniture, walls, stairs, and a floor. Now, many of the exercises you do at the gym can be done with a little ingenuity and some basic furniture. And the first piece of furniture is chairs. Chairs can be used to support your hands during tricep dips, or your feet during elevated push-ups, or one foot during split squats. You can also use a chair for balance while you're practicing some challenging one-leg pistol squats or single-foot calf raises. The list goes on. And the second piece of furniture is your couch. I mean, your couch isn't just great for napping on. It can be used as a support for your legs during a bridge or a single-leg bridge. Or you can flip around and use it to support your back while you do some single or double-leg hip thrusts. You can even do it to make mountain climbers or burpees more fun and challenging. And the next piece of furniture is the stairs. Stairs can be helpful in many ways, too. Even just a single flight can be useful for sprinting up and back down. They can provide an excellent platform for increasing your range of motion during calf raises, or they can be used to jump off of when you're doing depth jumps or practicing your step-ups. Now, the next piece of, sort of furniture is your walls. You can even use something as static and boring as a wall to work out your legs doing some wall sits, or you can put your hands on them to work on increasing the number of push-ups that you're able to do, or you can put your feet up on the wall to do some inverted press-ups nice and safely. And the final piece of furniture that you can use for exercising is the floor. I mean, this is a no-brainer. The floor is the home for so many exercises, and sure, you may want to protect your hardwoods or your carpet or your delicate spine by placing a foam or a yoga mat between you and the floor, but once you've done that, the world is your tumbling mat. And if you need some inspiration, you can check out some of my YouTube videos by going to brockarmstrong.com/YouTube. And I'll put lots of links to my YouTube channel and also a lot of these exercises over at quickanddirtytips.com/getfitguy. Now, my next piece of stay out of the gym advice is to do some online workouts. We live in a time in history when any type of workout that we want to do is just a search query away. Whether it's yoga, Pilates, bodyweight exercises, dance exercises, seniors fitness, kids fitness, or anything else you have a hankering for, you can pretty much find it. And yes, this is both a blessing and a curse. With that much to choose from, it can be hard to narrow it down. So, how do you know if a specific workout is any good? Well, I say by trying it. Don't get hung up trying to maximize every single aspect of your workout. For the majority of us, there's not that much difference between doing a specific individually crafted workout and simply getting a workout done. So please, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. The main criteria that I have for whether a workout is worth doing or not comes down to two things. Number one, is it fun? I mean, will I enjoy doing it, or at least enjoy how I feel when I'm finished it? And number two, is it appropriate? Does it align with my current fitness level and my mobility, or will I hurt myself? So keep in mind that while you're hung up finding the elusive perfect workout, you're actually just wasting precious workout time. So just pick something, give it a try, and if you like it, bookmark it. And my next piece of advice is to exercise outside. I have talked about the concept of green exercise in the past in other podcast episodes. Simply being outdoors can lower our levels of stress, our pulse rate, and even our blood pressure. And exercising outdoors can do even more. A 2017 paper from the University of Pennsylvania discussed the benefits of playing and exercising outdoors for children, but these benefits extend to us adults too. And don't think exercising outdoors only applies in the summer months. Winter fresh air is just as good for you. It is, indeed, never too cold to exercise outdoors, as long as you're dressed for it. Now, in that University of Pennsylvania paper, the researchers say that, and I quote, "Playing outside allows your child an escape from the indoor germs and bacteria. This will not only be good for the healthy bunch, but the sick kids benefit from the fresh air as well. Just make sure they are properly bundled up and moving around to capture and generate warmth. Studies have shown that children in rural areas or those who are active outside have the best overall health." And heck, even my own Canadian government's public health website suggests that we opt to exercise outdoors instead of in indoor fitness classes during this current outbreak. So, if the gym isn't an option for you and you've used every piece of furniture in your home, you've done all 150 body groove videos and you're already as bendy as Abby Carver from Yoga 15, then get outside and play on some playground equipment. Go for a long walk or a jog, ride your bike, go cross-country skiing, play some hockey, or enjoy whatever outdoor activity strikes your fancy. Now, if it's flu season, or if there's an outbreak of some gastrointestinal bug in your area, or you live in an area where there's a COVID-19 outbreak, well, there could be a chance of contracting a virus at your gym. And if you opt not to go, you don't have to throw your fitness goals in the trash with your used tissues. Simply opt for one of these alternatives, use your imagination, and don't forget that simply remembering to get out of your chair and walk for at least 2 minutes every hour you're awake can go a really long way. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back next week with an episode about a paper and a bunch of articles that are trying to encourage us to run a marathon to turn back the aging clock. I'm not so sure about that, but we'll take a closer look. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, telling you, stay calm and wash your hands.